Alex, how surprised are you to see yourselves in this O2 role now after 2 years?
Yeah. I mean, you never expect that. I think coming into the series, you have confidence, momentum from the series before, and you know, I think we've dug ourselves into a pretty big hole, and I think, you know, it's time to take a look in the mirror, and you know, it's going to come with hard work. It's not something that it's going to be given to us. So I think we got to up our work.
You guys were so good 5-on-5 in the series against Boston. It kind of hasn't been there. Is that just part of that hard work that you talked about?
Well, it's hard work, but I think, you know, we'll give them some credit too. They've been doing a good job through the neutral zone, getting a lot of speed. I think we had the better gaps on them coming to the neutral zone. It's kind of they're getting zone entry kind of maybe a little too easily.
How much of Vasilevsky has been in the situation before in terms of being in a conference final, but how do you kind of keep him, you know, up and make sure he's ready for the next one?
He's fine. We don't have to do anything. I think Vasi's is going to be ready. He's one of those guys that he gets so into these games. He's so emotional that, you know, it doesn't take much. But I think for him, it's going to be a quick turnaround. He's been in situations before, and we know he's going to be there for us next game.
History says that down 0-2 is not on your side. What do you need to do better on the road? Can it help to kind of get on the road and maybe away from home for a few days?
Maybe. I think, you know, one of the nice things about playing on the road is it seems like it's a lot more simple hockey. That's something we might have to get to also. But I think tonight our first period was great. We just have to keep building. They did a good job, but we have to maintain that intensity throughout the whole game.
Is there a way to describe just how gut-wrenching a couple of these end of the periods have been, both, you know, in game one and then tonight with the two goals in the final minute and the second?
Yeah, it's tough. Those are they're deflating in a sense. You got to be better at the end of periods. The one tonight, the power play, you know, it's kind of a, I don't want to say it's a lucky goal, but it's one of those where you just throwing it at net, hoping it hits something, and it goes in. It's deflating for us, but still we're in a position where one goal down, we can come back, and then we just didn't bring it.
Alex, both Cooper and Stamkos said we've gotten away from our identity, we've gotten away from the game plan, we've gotten away from the brand of hockey that got us here. How has that happened?
I'm not sure. I think we'll have to go watch the video. You know, Washington's obviously doing some good things, and I think we're gonna have to make some adjustments going forward, just to slow them down a little bit. It seems like they've been playing with the puck a lot. Typically, when we're playing well, we have the puck most of the time. So, in a lot of these opportunities, offensive zone wise, we have to create more for ourselves. Whether it's, you know, first chance or second chance opportunities, they're just not there.
Cooper mentioned you guys were playing a little more tentative this series than you saw the first couple. I mean, do you see that too in some ways? Do you not have that same confidence, or is it just kind of more?
I mean, I think when you go down in a couple of these games, you try to keep it simple. Maybe the confidence isn't there. But, you know, this game we started well. We a couple power play goals. Those guys seemed like they were playing really well. So I don't know about that.
Alex, you guys have been in this position before, backs against the wall. Is this a time where experience really comes into play, going to D.C. down 2, I think?
Yeah, I mean, Washington was in the same situation against Columbus, right? So, but apart from that, we've got an experienced group in this locker room, guys that have been through these situations before. We just kind of have to forget what's happened. I mean, we're going to use it. We're going to try to get better, but emotionally, we have to detach ourselves from these past 2 games.
What do you have to do differently in front of Vasilevsky? He's facing a lot of rushes.
So that's what I talked about before. Through the neutral zone, we have to do a better job slowing them down, especially players like Kuznetsov. Once he starts wheeling around against the puck, it's tough to defend against that. It's tough for our D to gap up against that. So we just have to help our D by getting better gaps on the forwards.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Keller.
Thank you.
Keller, can we do a couple of friends?
Yeah.